Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Wow. Thank you, Vince. Good morning to you. And, I just have to chuckle because it's just amazing what happens on a daily basis. All this information that keeps coming out, and yet they still keep right on the same path. Evidently, yeah, it appears like we're next to nuclear war almost.
Absolutely we are, yeah. And, I was reading the headlines this morning, and the plagiarist is annoyed. He's annoyed because he's trying to control the media, the Ministry of Propaganda, into convincing the American people that the economy is doing great. So, I don't know where he lives. And then, I read a report this morning that said, we have full employment. Really? We have full employment? There's signs, help wanted signs everywhere. They can't get enough truckers. They can't get enough people to plow the streets in the snow. They can't get enough mechanics who know how to work on cars. They can't get enough people who know how to do anything to fill the seats. And yet they say we have full employment. Absolute nonsense. And they say, inflation's not. Not much inflation. They've lost their minds. Gas has almost doubled. Food prices are escalating. You can't get the supplies you need. Kathy was on yesterday. Oh, Kathy, by the way, Kathy and Sharon, thank you so much for an outstanding class yesterday. You guys did a great job. And I want to thank Jason. I sent Jason an email yesterday. Maybe I can just read it. I'm looking. Okay, here it is. It says, Jason, thank you for taking such good care of our girls, Kathy and Sharon. They've made the journey from listeners to students, to callers, to instructors. I'm so impressed. Thank you, Vincent. And I could say the same for Greg Lesher, who's with me right now. I mean, he's joined the faculty.
I listened to your show yesterday, and they were impressive. I mean, getting together recipes and their tips and everything, it's just fantastic.
And these are two gals who have never met each other, and I've never met either one of them. They would each call in, they would listen in, and then they became, students, and then they became callers. And I was so impressed with each one of them that I've invited them to be on the faculty, and they are. And then I've invited them in the past to co-host. And now these are two gals who have had no radio experience, as I've had no radio experience, and they just saw the need to share with the class things that they've learned the easy way and the hard way and help people from making mistakes. And that's what you're doing, Greg. And so that's kind of who we are here at USA Prepares. We don't take direction very well. We want to do it better, smarter, more frugally than the herd is doing it. And that's what we teach. From first-hand experience. So I'm so glad you're part of it.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. So Joe Biden, I don't want to get too political, but Joe Biden has a secret meeting with journalists begging, B-E-G-G-I-N-G, for better press on the economy. What that really means is Joe the plagiarist, and plagiarism is lying and stealing, class. That's what that is. It's lying combined with stealing, taking other people's work and claiming it's yours. That, and look it up. Look up Joe Biden, comma, plagiarist. You'll see it. You'll see it all over. He plagiarized at Syracuse University when he was in law school. And it's also reported that he plagiarized when he was in the Senate. So he is begging for better numbers on better press on the economy. It's lying.
And if you if you look at history, every time there's a tremendous trouble with the economy, what happens? We go directly into war. And at this point, I don't see how, you know, it's like there's nothing they can do to cover it up. I mean, you go to the grocery store, you see the bare shelves. For instance, you know, when I'm out, you know, doing stuff during the week, I like to have some, just some frozen burritos because I can stick them in a little, oven and heat them up and keep working. And I have not been able to find for the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks, those little packages of burritos. I mean, you're seeing stuff disappear off the shelves. They just say they can't get it in. And the price, it's just ridiculous how it's going up. So we know the economy is about ready to fail. So just from looking at history, you can expect that we're going to go into war. The only problem with today is it's not going to be just guns and small bombs. It's nuclear. And we're on the verge of it.
I remember asking my mother in around 1970, maybe the late 60s, and we were in the kitchen. I said, "So, Mom, you know, you're a child of the Great Depression. Back then, there was only one, and so you were a child of the Great Depression. When did it end? When did it end?" And she thought about it for a few minutes, and she said, "It ended after World War II. The Great Depression started in October of 1929, and it continued through 1945. And what happened is the Japanese attacked us. Germany, a few days later, declared war on us. So we were in a war for our lives. And so everybody was working. Everybody was building. People were donating their pots and pans to make war munitions and war equipment. Everybody was pulling together, and it was Team USA against Team Japan and Team Germany, and for a while, Team Italy. And that's what ended the Great Depression. And what Greg is saying is absolutely correct. This is what happens when the economy goes south. From printing, printing, printing. And that's what happened in Germany. Printing, printing, printing. You know that it would take a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread. You've heard all this. And, heck, if you had the wheelbarrow, you could buy a city block with a wheelbarrow. An empty wheelbarrow. That's how much inflation destroyed currencies in the past, including the Weimar Republic. So here we are. We're looking at war, and what it does is it kills a lot of people, destroys the planet, and then we make peace. Now, who are our allies right now? Well, it'd be Germany, who declared war on us, who killed a lot of Americans, and Japan, and Italy. We're all allies. We're good friends now. Think about that. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Greg, you have... You got some great information about heating with the sun, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a very simple process, and I know right now propane is just ridiculous. Natural gas is ridiculous. And if you use coal, it's getting almost impossible to find. What I came up with is some years ago, I watched videos on YouTube, and people were using pop cans, and they were taking the top and the bottom out and gluing them together and making these aluminum tubes. And what they would do is they would spray paint them black, flat black with a high heat paint, and they would line them up and put them on a board that had that would had fittings on each end to make a duct on the top and the bottom where air could be blown in one side, heated up, and blown out the other side. And they would make a box and put glass over it so they were enclosed. And I thought, well, this is a wonderful idea. The temperatures they were getting when the sun was shining was enough to, it was hot air coming out of those things. So I started to look into making some myself. But the only problem was, is if you, you know, in a home in the winter at night, you don't have that sun. So you're not getting that heat. So I figured there's got to be a way to store that heat. Well, people have been using for years solar panels, hot water panels, to heat up water and then store that water inside of a great big bin that was well insulated, maybe about 4 by 4 by 8 feet, area, which could heat it up enough from the sun, could take care of the heat all night long. The only problem with this method is that you've got to tear your floor apart and put in some tubing to run under your floor so you can get that radiated heat. I thought there's got to be a better way to do this. So what I came up with was an idea that I had. I took pop bottles, you know, the 2-liter type, and I collected them. And what I did is I thought, what if I just heat up that air, ran that thing in the same space, only filled with stacked pop bottles of saturated salt water. And the reason I use saturated salt water is because the freezing point is well below zero. And sure enough, I was able to heat up these bottles of water and pump air through them, kind of like I had some baffles in there, so that hot air had to travel through those all day long. And I was able to pull off the air all night long to heat a greenhouse or a house or anything else. And the cost, well, what's a few solar fans, you know, 12-volt fans blowing that air, and a couple of batteries to store the power, I had free heat. You know, it took a little bit of time to build, but doggone it, it works. And I thought, well, you know, been using a gas, I have a big enough solar system that I've been using a propane gas dryer. And I thought, you know what, why can't I just suck air right through these panels and into my clothes dryer? And you know what? It worked. So now I can heat my house, heat my garage, heat my greenhouse, whatever I need to grow food in, or even dry my clothes using nothing but the sun. But I did put together in that solar desalination water station book that I published, I included something I call it Soul Air Heat, S-O-U-L. And the instructions on building one of these heating units to heat your house or your greenhouse is in that book. And that's at realwaterindependence.com. You can get a hold of that book. But let's talk more about this method of heating when we get back from the break.
Yeah, Greg Lesh is with us. And we're talking about heating with the sun. Fascinating. The cost is almost zero, and it works.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free. When you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us. Website, Real Water Independence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, I'm at the website, and how do I find this book about soul air heat?
Okay, it's contained within the book Real the Solar Desalination Water Station. Now, I am putting together another book that's more into living off grid and living alone and living without modern conveniences, actually, and still having modern conveniences. But I'm putting together a book that is going to be into more detail into off grid living. But for right now, this realwaterindependence.com has the book that's called The Solar Desalination Water Station. And within that book, I've got the little book called Soul Air Heat, Soul Air Heat, S-O-U-L, Air Heat, and that explains how to build one of these. Now, I didn't come up with a pop can heater. If you look on YouTube for pop can heater, you'll see how you can create, heat using pop cans, or you can take some aluminum, the aluminum roll that you can buy at the hardware store that you would use for ducting, and you can roll your own tubes and maybe use some baling wire to make the tube. Make sure you got on some good gloves. You don't want to cut yourself on that aluminum. But you can even drill holes and rivet it together to make these tubes. Well, the thing is in And I put together, I think it's around 2,500 pounds worth of water. And every pound of water heated up 1 degree will give off one BTU. So say you heat up water to 90 to 100 degrees, and you've got 3,000 pounds of that stored. There's a lot of BTU in there. You could hold, you know, heat a average sized house on a cold Montana winter with that much heat. It's quite amazing, and it's free. So, you know, get on YouTube, look up pop can heater. That'll tell you how to build one of these units, these solar panels. And, you know, you can go down to the glass store, and they've got plenty of glass there usually that they've taken out windows that don't have that rating on them to knock down the sun's radiation. You want the plain glass, the cheap glass. And you can usually get that glass for free. And sometimes they even have mirrors in there. And you can build with that glass. You can build one of these heaters. You can build quite a few of them, like off of an old sliding glass door. You know, they're usually double pane. You can get, there's two panels right there. You know, get all the glass you can, because let me tell you something. There's more that you can do with that glass than you can make a solar steel with it. You can make solar ovens. I've taken a bathtub, an old metal bathtub, and I spray painted it flat black. I built some insulation around it, made it look kind of nice. Put up a mirror behind it, the glass over the top of it, aiming like, you know, every time you add a mirror that is reflects the sun back into it, you add a second sun. And with four suns, you can boil water. Just even with one reflector, you can bake and cook your food using the sun. And if you can cast a shadow, you can cook with a solar oven. You can make solar ovens with them to cook your food. Like I say, you can gain all this heat. But as, you know, things shut down and become high price, you're going to need to do this to survive, you know. And I would always suggest you have a backup stove, like a wood stove, because here, you know, we get a lot of sun during the winter, but sometimes we get a lot of fog and, you know, and we can't cast a shadow. But these kind of things are incredibly cheap to build and incredibly effective. In fact, just the panel that I discussed, I've got one actually mounted on the side of the wall that should come on any second. I've got it hooked up to a timer. Now, this is just a daytime one. But it puts out 200-degree temperature. Well, 75 to 200 most of the time, most of the day.
Yeah. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about these pop can, soda can solar heaters. It's really clever. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday adopted a bipartisan deal that opens the way for lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the national debt will be maxed out next week. The compromise, which now heads to President Biden's desk, essentially puts to rest the wrangling over the country's financial health until after the 2022 midterm elections. Two former top D.C. National Guard officials claim that an internal Army report on its response to January 6 at the Capitol is loaded with lies. The March 18th Army report says Guard members weren't prepared to respond quickly to the riots and describe multiple communications between top Army officials and the D.C. Guard's commander, then Major General William Walker. Walker, now Sergeant-at-Arms in the House, says some of those communications the Army described in the report never actually happened. For more information, give us a visit at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As mainstream media and countless politicians, including Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Cory Booker, claimed the attempted lynching of Jussie Smollett was because of Trump supporters being racist, two things have come to light in a court of law. Jussie Smollett's a liar, and some politicians can't wait for the next news cycle. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
After one day of deliberations in which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did, of reporting a fake crime to the Chicago Police Department as a real crime, that verdict was a resounding message by the jury that, in fact, Mr. Smollett did exactly what we said he did. And that this controversial events that occurred regarding Mr. Smollett and what he did to this city and what he did to the Chicago Police Department never had a chance to put it in front of a jury and let a jury decide, after hearing all the evidence, whether what Mr. Smollett was right or wrong, because it's very controversial. I agreed to do that because I felt it was also important for the Cook County judicial system to get a trial. Whether we won or lost the trial was not the issue. What was the issue is that what Mr. Smollett had done in this city should be aired in front of a public trial where all the evidence that comes out, all the talk on social media may or may not be true, but the true facts, I thought, needed to be come out, and we did it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
It's a really interesting concept that Greg is talking about. What he's saying is you can literally take empty aluminum soda cans, well, like Coke, Pepsi, you know, that kind of soda can, standard 12-ounce soda can, and you can punch a hole in the bottom of it. Let's say the size of a quarter or a half dollar would be even better. And then you open up the top a little bit, too, but the structure of the can remains cylindrical. And then what you do is you stack these cans. You make a box, and you can stack them 15 cans tall, end to end to end to end, to make a tube, kind of like a downspout. And then you get 15 more cans. So you have 15 cans all lined up, one on top of the other, on top of the other. And you lay them down in this box. And then you have 15 rows or so. And then you, this box has a cavity or a plenum in the bottom where air can blow through the bottom of the can toward the top of this big box and to another plenum at the top. And so what happens is when you paint them all black, flat black, the sun absorbs, the sun's heat is absorbed by the aluminum can, and aluminum's a great metal for transferring heat. That's why they use it in automobile radiators and automobile heater cores and air conditioning condensers and evaporators. So it's an inexpensive way to do it. And the soda cans are free. And so if you build this box and then you find a sliding glass door that's an insulated door and you aim this south toward the sun, it can literally heat that air to a pretty hot temperature. Now, some people have taken this system, and what they do is they have ductwork, and they duct it into, let's say, a big room. And they've got lots of rocks in 55-gallon drums. So the rocks in these 55-gallon drums become the mass to store the heat during the day. And then at night, the 55-gallon drums of rocks give off the heat. So
yes.
You can do it that way. You can heat water, as Greg is talking
about. Yeah, and that's what I suggest is the 2-liter and 3-liter pop bottles. And let me tell you, as you're making your heat battery, you're going to need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sheets of plywood. And, of course, a 2x4s to make your frame. And then you're going to, you know, eventually insulate that and fill it with these pop bottles and maybe put some baffling in there. But, you know, if you're going to make that investment, you go and talk to the grocery store and say, I'd like to put out a recycle bin for 2-liter pop bottles because they're filling up the landfills. And they will let you usually put one out there. And that's the quickest way to gain your 2-liter pop bottles. You know, have them make sure they leave the lids on. But and next thing you know, you're going to have a ton of these 2-liter pop bottles, and they are wonderful, you know, to, it's like I say, put saturated salt water in something that's not going to freeze that you can stack and fill up that box that you made to become your heat battery. That's enough heat to hold, you know, could be stored in there to heat most homes. Now, there's also other wonderful things to do. Keep collecting these things because let me tell you something. You can fill them with wheat, popcorn, you know, corn, beans. They make wonderful food storage containers, and they can actually be directly buried in the ground somewhere if you had to hide your food. I mean, these things last forever, literally, if they're not in the sun. But this stored heat, you can put on your blower, your heat duct, and even hook up a thermostat so that it kicks on when the air gets a little cool and kicks off when it gets too hot. But that's free heat, people. Free, just from the sun. And if you really, really want to make that panel hot, you can add reflectors, as in mirrors. And let me tell you something. You've got to make sure that you're not using wood, things like that are flammable, and that the insulation is definitely not flammable. Because when you add those kind of items, you know, you can start a fire. So you got to be careful if you're going to add mirrors to reflect those extra 4 suns in there. Because you've got 5 different suns aiming into this box, and let me tell you, you can produce some massive amounts of heat, 375 degrees Fahrenheit. If you double pane that box and you insulate it well, the sun is a wonderful thing. It's free energy just sitting right there at your fingertips. And let me tell you something: one heating bill can pay for all this, and a couple of meals can pay for the book that he'll help you how to, you know, put this stuff together. So it's, you know, you ask yourself, what in these times, we need to do this. We need to get prepared. We need to do it now. You know, I took a mobile home that I was able to find for nothing, just to move it. and I didn't want to heat the underside of it, so I moved my plumbing indoors up along the roof. And because of that, I didn't have to waste that heat, because sometimes, you know, if you have to heat the underside of your house just to keep your pipes warm, that's not necessarily the best idea. I also found a good way to take a mobile home, and instead of using bricks or jacks that they use to hold them up, I stuffed semi-truck tires full of rocks and gravel and dirt, and used those as my base underneath the frame, and was able to anchor that down. Now those things are earthquake-proof. You know, where most structures aren't, these things could handle quite an earthquake. But this heat is valuable, and it's going to become more valuable when you can't afford to pay that heating bill.
And there's another benefit, Greg, and that is if you build one of these things, while you still can, and as things get worse and as roving bands of thugs travel around looking for the things that they need to survive, like food, if they see smoke coming out of your chimney, that's like a welcome sign.
Okay? Well,
your thoughts? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll come in, take your supply of wood or coal at night. You know, you'll wake up and there won't be anything out there. Yeah. And that's why I suggest having a lot of aluminum foil on hand, too, because you can put that over your windows if you've got some way to light your house during the night. Nobody else does. Well, you know, put the aluminum foil over your windows so they can't see in. You got a dark house. No smoke coming out. Yeah, you'll probably be passed.
You might want to consider, you know, if you have an old car and you're thinking about junking it. Now, I'm not talking about if you live in the city. If you live in the city, it's going to be real tough to survive. But let's say you live in the countryside, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and your house is off the road. You might want to keep an old junk car or two that you can pull with your tractor near the entrance of your driveway and kind of block your driveway, open the door, raise the hood, take some trash, throw it around, make it look like, yeah, this place has already been ransacked. No sense going here. Let's keep on moving. Greg, your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's going to be one of the toughest places to survive is in the cities. You know, we've talked about this before. Those roving bands are going to go around. They're basically trying to stay alive. And a lot of them won't have morals.
We had a U.S. Army captain who came to our expos, and he taught a class about this. And what he was saying is the Army has done studies on this. And what they said was people in the city, when things go bad, let's say the grid goes down, what they do is they look around for a day or so and thinking, well, you know, the lights are going to come back on. And then they don't come back on. So they start walking away from the city, every road. They take every single road. And they go until they come to an intersection. Then some of them turn left and some of them turn right and some of them keep going. And they go to the next intersection. Some turn left and some turn right and some keep going. And what they do is they ransack. They take whatever they need and they trash the rest. And it's like a plague of locusts destroying everything in their path. And their path is 5 miles in either direction of the road they're on. So if they're going straight, some of them veer off to the right, some veer off to the left, and they go 5 miles in each direction. And they destroy and take everything that they want wherever they are. And they just keep going.
We see this happening.
Yeah.
We see this happening in these liberal cities right now. People don't even go into them anymore. Even the police won't go into these areas.
Right.
Completely useless. Yeah. So in a situation like this, if you still want to survive, you're going to have to think about taking maybe some of these 2-liter bottles stuffed with beans and other, you know, dried goods that you can hide and actually bury them. And not all in one place. But
Greg, do you see what I see I'm talking about lawlessness. I'm talking about chaos. I'm talking about the next civil war, which I think has already started. And I think it started about 2 years ago. And an economic collapse, which I think started 2 years ago. And the second American Revolution. I see all of those combined. And we're in the beginning stages of it right now. Do you see that, or is it just me?
No, it's inevitable. Many people say this economy is just that there's no turning back. All of our manufacturing has moved to China and other countries. And by the way, those countries aren't really having too much of a trouble except with COVID surviving. For instance, where my wife is in Indonesia, there's food everywhere. They produce it all the time. They're not short on that. But here, let me tell you something. We're in trouble. If we don't have the storage to live on until this is over, whether it's the second coming of Christ, that's kind of what I think. I think it's going to get so bad that there is no turning back. You're going to have this stuff on hand. You're going to have a plan. And I would, you should have started a couple of years ago, but if you're just getting started, it's not too late. You know,
it's darn close, though.
Some material.
It's darn close to it.
You
know, Greg, I want to share a story with you, and this is just general thought process about new versus rebuilt. Years ago, if you wanted to buy let's say your alternator went bad, or your starter went bad on your vehicle, or your water pump went bad, you'd have a choice between buying a rebuilt one or a new one. Now, a rebuilt one was one that was taken off a vehicle, and the bearings and maybe the armature was rewound, maybe the commutator was turned down. But it's cleaned up and put back together.
Diodes,
Most people would say, well, you know what? For $50 more, I'll buy a new one. Well, the new ones now are worse than the rebuilt ones because the new ones, the castings aren't right. They're out of spec. They don't fit. So now the best choice is rebuilt. Now think about that, class.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher's with us in class. If you'd like to go to his website and take a look at his offering, his book, RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, you've got another website. You want to share that URL?
Yeah, that's OutbackEnergySystems.com. OutbackEnergySystems.com, and you can get a hold of the books there as well. But we really could spend a full day on all these things that we can do to make it through this, what's coming. And it's just, we're so short on time. I really want to prepare something for the class. So I am going to get busy and get this book finished. And I'm going to have little tips that just are so invaluable. I mean, I'm not a doomsdayist. I travel around the world. I enjoyed people, and those days are gone. I'm doing this out of necessity because I can see the writing on the wall, and I'm sure most of you can too. I mean, if we look at what we just heard an advertisement on get the right car seat for your child. Yet at the same time, they're pushing these vaccines on children, which Japan just said that, you know what, they're causing myocarditis and it's heart swelling in these children. There's something wrong. Not only that, but the stillbirths are like exploding. I mean exploding. I just looked at an article where, they had in this one airline company had 4 deaths 1 year. The next year they had 3. This year they had 169 of their pilots die. This what's going on is they're killing the population. They're killing our future and they're killing our ability to reproduce with these vaccines. The evidence is there, and yet they're still trying to make it look like they care for your child. Get the right car seat. Come on.
Let me read an email that I got from one of our instructors. This is from one of our instructors. I have some friends who live in Arizona. They're in their mid-80s. They just got their third booster. They were sick all 3 times. The second one, they were sick for 2 weeks. This time, for a week, and still not normal. I asked him if they told the doctor about being sick every time. He encouraged them to get it, saying that you won't get a lesser reaction if you take it. I just don't get it. She complained about being so fatigued. His answer was to put her on oxygen. They think that this experimental thing is just great. I fear that they won't be around much longer. If they are, they'll both be sick continuously. That was an email. I just got that email. And I'm hearing more and more and more stories just like that. The doctors are pushing it. The schools are pushing it. There's a 13-year-old child who told his parents that he got the vaccination at school because the person administering the vaccination said, free pizza, just take the vaccine. And the student was told, do not tell your parents, because if you do, I will get in trouble. Now, think about that, class. The person giving the vaccine said that she would get in trouble for giving the vaccine, so don't tell your parents. That means that the person administering the vaccine knew for 100% certainty that she was doing the wrong thing, the immoral thing. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Now, what would you do if your child got that vaccine like that? Lucille? Is that what we're talking about? I'm talking about The Walking Dead, the baseball bat wrapped with barbed wire, known as Lucille. Is that what would happen? I'll tell you what. I have a feeling that some of our class, some of our students, some of our instructors would come unglued if their child was convinced into taking a vaccine for free pizza when the parents are against the vaccine. Now, not everybody's against vaccines, meaning all vaccines. Just against these vaccines. Go ahead.
Well, Africa is pretty well against it. They've only got 6% inoculated. And why is that? It's because they've seen the past. They know what happened when Bill Gates would come to Africa and offer a vaccine. They've got people on the streets that are crippled and paralyzed, all about the same age from back when the vaccine came to Africa for polio. Yeah, they got the vaccine and they got the polio. There's a conscious effort out there to depopulate this planet, do it quickly. All we can do is prepare to make it, to live one more day. And I can't wait till next week. I'm going to have to do a little bit more preparing, but I'm going to give some light on this future. But my people perish because of their
Sounds
lack of knowledge. I want you to think of that. My people perish because of their lack of knowledge. Get knowledge.
Yeah, and class, do some research about passive solar heating systems and hydronic solar heating systems. You can build them yourself. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. And the ones who survive are going to be the ones who prepare and learn and do work to prepare.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.